All over the world.
All over the English-speaking world. That's cool. But what's the objective here, Maite, for Daytown?
It's to finally practice and put to test the English that you supposedly you've been learning in the classroom.
Right, so the English you should know, but
exactly.
Doing it for real.
For real. So these people are not English teachers, so they're going to talk to you as if you were in the UK or in Ireland, but for 10 hours non-stop.
Right, so you're going to come across lots of different
accents. Exactly.
Yeah, lots of different delivery speeds as
and
well.
And they're not going to be teaching you. So
and great, yeah, and great personalities too.
Exactly. Super interesting, non-stop, and in a natural environment.
Okay, so this is in Barcelona. On the 16th,
it's a Saturday.
16 de junio, un Daytown especial para Barcelona. Yeah? Yes. And how can we find out more information? What's the number?
If you want to find out more about Daytown in Barcelona, then all you have to do is ring a phone number.
Yeah. What is it?
933-398687. 93-339-8687.
And what about the Zaragoza one?
Which is on the 30th of June. That's 97-611-0976. 976-110976.
Daytown, a unique English speaking experience.
Nos hemos propuesto que nadie abandone su inglés este verano. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Así que ya lo sabes, este verano no abandones tu inglés. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335-831. Mira la fecha que es y todavía estás pensando...
¿Dame un curso de inglés? ¿En verano? Aunque lo necesitaría, claro. Bueno, en septiembre y luego el trabajo y...
¿Piensas abandonar tu inglés este verano? Ahora los cursos intensivos de verano en toda España. Infórmate en tu delegación más cercana. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio today on this beautiful Tuesday, June 12th, is Annabelle, Jesus, and Tessie. How are you guys?
I'm fine.
Thank you, and you?
Good. Bring the microphone a bit closer, otherwise she has to like lean halfway over the table to reach it. All right. As always, we are going to start with the Twitter question, and today I want to know how you say dormir hasta tarde. In English, how do you say dormir hasta tarde in English? You remember, Jesus, don't you? Yeah. Why do you remember?
Because I spoke about this verb yesterday.
Yesterday, that's right. We talked about it yesterday. So we said how you say dormir hasta tarde. And today it's your turn to prove us that you guys remember. All right. And next on our schedule is the question mix number 36. Today we're going to work quite a little bit about geography. We're going to work on our geography in terms of the states. And then later on, if we have time, because we have loads of stuff to do today, we're going to take a look at maps. All right. But for the time being, question mix number 36, which goes like this. Where is Illinois? Where is Illinois?
Illinois is in the U.S.
Very good. Illinois is in the U.S. And where in the U.S. is Illinois? Where in the U.S. is Illinois? Jesus.
I don't know where Illinois is.
Very good. I don't know where Illinois is.
I don't know where Illinois is.
Very good. Illinois is in the...
East.
It's in the central eastern part of the United States. So if you take Kansas as your reference point in the center, So to the east, you have Missouri, and then northeast, you have Illinois. So it's by the Great Lakes, but we'll talk about that. All right. So what's the capital? What's the capital of Illinois?
The capital of Illinois is Springfield.
Yes, but it's not Illinois. It's Illinois.
The capital of Illinois is Springfield.
Very good. We do write it Illinois. So we spell it Illinois. All right. But we don't say Illinois. We say Illinois. No S sound. Illinois. Very good. It is Springfield indeed. Very good. And what's the biggest city? What's the biggest city in Illinois? Annabelle.
The biggest city is Illinois.
In Illinois?
In Illinois.
In Illinois.
In Illinois is, Chicago.
Chicago, that's right. Chicago is the biggest city in Illinois. Very good. And where in Illinois is Chicago? Jesus, do you know where in Illinois Chicago is?
It's in the northwest of...
The other west.
It's on in the northeast of Illinois.
That's right. Chicago is in the northeast of Illinois. Very good. And is Chicago the capital of Illinois?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Or no, it's...
There is. It's
no,
not.
It's not.
No, it's not. Both are valuable answers. Very good. And ask me if Chicago is the biggest city in the U.S.
Is Chicago the biggest city in the U.S.?
Again?
Is Chicago...
That's the thing. We don't say T, Chicago. We say Chicago.
Is Chicago the biggest city in the U.S.?
No, it's not. Chicago is not the biggest city in the U.S. Ask me how many people there are in Chicago.
How many people are there in Chicago?
What is she asking me?
She's asking you how many people there are in Chicago.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know how many people there are in Chicago.
Very good. There are about 2.6 million people in Chicago. 2.6 million. So it's about, maybe it's more or less like Madrid, I'd
yes.
say. More or less like Madrid. Mm. Very good. And what's another name for Chicago?
Another name for Chicago.
For Chicago.
For Chicago are?
Is?
Is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Another name, because you're talking about one name.
Yeah.
Okay. If you say other names
okay.
for Chicago, are. That would be correct.
Is the Windy City.
The Windy City. Very good. Another one?
The Second City.
The Second City. Very good.
Chicagoland.
Chicagoland. That's right. Very good. Chicagoland. And is Chicago by a lake, Annabelle?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Very good. And what's the name of the lake? What's the name of the lake?
Jesus, Michigan, you know? Lake.
Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan.
I don't know why we don't say Michigan Lake, but it's Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan. That's right.
That's and is, life.
That's what?
That's life.
No, I said that. I said that's right. That's life. Bueno, así es la vida. También, también. And is Lake Michigan a small or a big lake?
It's a small. No, it's a big.
It's a very, very, very big lake. It's very big. Lake Michigan is very, very big. And does Chicago have a beach?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Very good. And do you know a lot about Chicago?
Yes, I read a little bit of Chicago in Alberto's book.
Very good, very good.
Go on the road or what?
English on the go.
English on the go, yes.
English on the go.
And he has written about Chicago.
That's true, that's yeah. true. Very good. And are there any books about Chicago?
No, there aren't.
Yeah, travel books and stuff. Of course there are. So are there any books about Chicago?
Yes, there is.
Are there
yes,
any books? Yes, there are. Very good. And what's the most spoken language in Chicago?
The most spoken language in Chicago?
In Chicago?
In Chicago are...
Is?
Is English.
English. Very good. That's the most spoken language. But then there are two other languages that are also spoken a lot, which is?
Spanish.
Spanish. Very good. And?
Polish.
Way! Polish, that's right. Polish is one of the most spoken languages in Chicago because they're... No, next question. Are there any Poles in Chicago?
Yes, there are a lot of people in Chicago?
Poles. You can say Poles.
There are a lot of Poles in Chicago.
Very good. Do a lot of Poles live in Chicago?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Very good. And is Chicago the city with most Poles outside of Poland?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It is. So there are, after any, well, not any city, but after Poland, after the country of Poland and its cities, Chicago is the city where most of my compatriots live. So I'm very happy about that. Anyways, are there any skyscrapers in Chicago?
Yes, there are.
Very good. Are there any canals in Chicago?
Yes, there are.
Very good. Is there a cinema near your house?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Do you have a hamster?
No. No, I don't.
What is a hamster?
Hamster es un hamster, un ratón.
No, es lo mismo un ratón que un hamster.
Hamster, we say the same in Spanish, I think, hamster.
But you don't really say hamster. You say hamster.
We say hamster.
Un hamster.
That is terrible, our accent. But it's the Spain.
But how do you spell hamster in Spanish? Is it H-A-N? Like Norway, or is it H-A-M, like Madrid?
Maybe we read with J. Yeah?
A J? Hamster.
Hamster. Hamster.
Hang on, let's check. Hamster. Ah, no, un hamster. Claro. Un hamster. Claro. Vale. Bueno, en realidad debería ser hamster. Un hamster. Because you don't read the H.
Yeah.
No, lo decís hamster. Anyways, I really like that word. I laugh a lot. Every time I pronounce it, I laugh. Anyways, so you don't have a hamster.
No,
maybe
I
you
don't.
Should get one. Maybe you should get one. And is Albacete near or far from Salamanca?
It's far from Salamanca.
It's far from Salamanca. Very good. And where in relation to Cádiz is Africa?
Africa is south of Cádiz.
Very good. And is Alabama a city or a country?
Alabama is a city.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's a state.
It's a state. Very good. Very good. So it's not either. It's not either. It's not a city
it's
and
not
it's
a city,
not
but
a
it's
country.
It's not a country. It's a state.
Very good. And where in the state is, where in the states is Alabama? Where in the states is Alabama?
It's in the southeast.
Again?
Is in this
again? ¿Dónde está el sujeto?
It is.
It is. It's. Yeah, but that's not what you're saying. You're saying is.
Is, sorry.
Yeah. No, don't
it
be.
Is in the south. It's in the southeast
of
the US.
Of the US. Very good. And ask me if I know what the capital of Alabama is. What? Ask me if I know.
Do you know what the capital of Alabama is?
Again.
Do you know what the capital of Alabama is?
Yes, I do. Ask me what the capital of Alabama is.
What's the capital of Alabama?
Again?
What's the capital of Alabama?
Very good. The capital of Alabama is Montgomery. Montgomery. And how many people are there in Alabama? How many people are there in Alabama? What do you think? Give me a wild guess.
Maybe 5 million.
Maybe people. 5 million. Mm. Yeah, 4.8, more or less. 4.8 million people in Alabama. Very good. And how old is Will Smith? How old is Will Smith? He was born on September 25th, 1968. 1968. We're in 2018. So he is how old, Jesus?
He's in his 50s.
He's in his 50s?
No,
way more specific.
He's in his late 40s.
He is still in his late 40s because he was born on 49. September 25th. So he is 49 years old.
Yes.
But once he turns 50, he will be in
his first.
Mm-mm, it's not first.
In his early 60s.
In his early 60s, tampoco te pases. In his early 50s. In his early 50s. Very good, very good. And where in Europe is Monaco? Where in Europe is Monaco?
Monaco is in the south of Europe.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Alaska?
People from Alaska are American.
Are American, very good. And is Denise Johnson a boy or a girl?
She's a girl.
She's a girl, that's right. Very good. I don't drink fizzy drinks. And you?
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I don't
drink fizzy drinks either.
Mm-hmm. Neither?
Neither do I.
Neither do I. Very good. What are fizzy drinks?
Bebida fresca.
Limonada, refrescos.
Refrescos, that's true. So, not, for example, water, bubbly water would not be a fizzy drink. Sparkling water would probably not be a fizzy drink. A fizzy drink is usually...
refrescos without alcohol.
Exactly, exactly. And is history easy or difficult for you, Thissy?
History is easy for me.
Very good. And what color is a log? What color is a log, Jesus? What color is a log?
Brown.
A whole sentence?
A log is brown.
What is a log?
A log, un tronco.
Un tronco. That's right. Very good. And are people from Norway German?
No, there aren't.
Are people from Norway German? No?
They aren't.
No, they aren't. Remember, if there is no there in the question, there can't be a there in the answer. Okay? And if Mike and Jane have a football, whose football is it? Jesus. If Mike and Jane have a football, whose football is it?
It's theirs.
Again?
It's theirs. Football.
Theys.
Es que no entendí la pregunta.
If Mike and now forget about Mike and Jane. If Annabel and Sissy have a football.
A football.
El mundial de fútbol. A football. Una pelota de fútbol. A football. Why are you looking at me like that?
Un balón.
Claro. A football. So if they have, if Mike and, well, Mike and Jane or Annabelle and Thessie have a football, whose football is it? Whose football is it?
It's theirs.
It's theirs. Very good. Give me the other option with the names. With the names.
Cecibel and Annabelle's football.
Thank you, Cecibel. It's Cecibel and Annabelle's football.
This is Cecibel and Annabelle's football.
Very good. And now there is a third option where you say football, but without the names. It's
hers.
No, hers is just
theirs.
But I want, I don't.
Theirs.
No, you're not understanding. There are three ways to answer this question. So, for example, if I say, if Annabelle has a book, it's her book, it's Annabelle's book, it's hers. You see the difference? Mm. It's her book, it's Annabelle's book, it's hers. With hers, we don't use the noun. We don't say hers book. But we can say it's her book. So if Mike and Jane have a football, whose football is it? You said it's Mike and Jane's football. It's theirs.
And it's hers.
But it's two people. It's Mike and Jane. And Mike is a man and Jane is a woman.
It's theirs.
Sissy?
It's theirs.
It's, but I, okay. Do you don't understand what you do?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's the third option?
It's their football.
It's their football. Es su balón. Es suyo, es su balón, y es el balón de Mike and Jane.
It's theirs.
It's theirs
football.
No. All right, we're talking about two different things. When we say it's their football, their is not a pronoun.
Yeah,
it's an adjective. It's a personal, it's a possessive adjective. Mm-hmm. Okay? Como mi vaso. Sí. You, mi and mío es mío. El vaso es mío, pero es mi vaso. You can say es mío vaso. Mm-hmm. Just as you can say es mío vaso, you can say it's theirs football. It has to be it's their football. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yeah.
This is weird. You should know that. All right. Don't worry, because I prepared exercises for that for today. All right. Very, very brief check of vocabulary lists 28 and 29. How do you say cualquiera?
Anyone.
Yes, anyone or any?
Anybody.
Anybody. Very good. Corazón.
Heart.
Heart. Very good. Agujero.
Hole.
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 Hole. Very good. Temporada o estación de año.
Season.
Season. Very good. Ganar trabajando.
To earn.
To earn. Very good. Tener suerte.
To be lucky.
Very good. Revisar o repasar.
To revise, to review.
Very good. Tráfico.
Traffic.
Very good. Viaje.
trip.
Only trip. Never travel. The travel trip is the activity that you do when you're on a trip. Okay. Good. What about rápidamente?
Quickly.
Quickly. Very good. Estar de acuerdo con.
To be.
Nope. To.
To agree with.
Remember, it's not to be agree with, not estar de acuerdo. Es acuerdo con, to agree with. Considerar.
To consider.
Very good. Limpiar.
To clean.
To clean. Very good. Reducir.
To reduce.
Yes. Entender.
To understand.
Yes. Normalmente.
Normally.
Or?
Usually.
Usually. Very good. Valor.
Value.
Good.
Value.
And the last one, entero. Entero.
Hole.
Agujero.
Hole.
Entero.
Hole.
It's the same thing. Hole and hole is the same pronunciation. I have a hole in my pocket. The cake is still whole. Okay. Entero and agujero is the same pronunciation. All right. So we're going to start looking at fractions and percentages, really, and decimals. All right. So with my high level students, I do this maybe once a month. We're going to do it about once a week with you guys. All right. So what we practice here is not only how you say fractions, las fracciones, and percentages, los porcentajes, but also how you say decimals. Okay. And we say decimals with a point. So for example, 12.5 would be 12.5, not 12.5, 12.5. Just as we use a comma when we write thousands, and Spanish people use full stops, use points, we use it just the opposite. Okay, so whatever you use with commas, we use with points. Whatever you use with points, we use with commas. All right, and we're going to practice the structure is the same as. Es lo mismo que. Is the same as. So I'm going to do the first one, and then you guys are going to continue. Now, this being said, fractions are usually said with the ordinal numbers. So un cuarto, just like in Spanish, no es un cuatro, es un cuarto. So in English, it'll be 1/4. Okay, good. Let's see how it goes. So the first one would be 1/2. 1/2 is the same as 50%. 1/2 is the same as 50%. Ceci, continue.
1/4 is the same as 25%.
Very good. Jesus?
1/3 is the same as 33.3%.
Very good. 33.3%. There it is. El decimal. 33.3. Next one, Anabel.
3/4 is the same as 75%.
Percent.
Percent.
Per.
Percent.
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 That's better. Very good. And remember, because no es solamente un cuarto, it's not 3/4, it's 3/4. Y es donde se complica la cosa, porque a veces hay que meter la TH y encima una S. Fourths. If you guys have difficulty with this, slow down. Fourths. Fourths. And then when you get comfortable, you speed up. 3/4. Okay? Sale ortopédico. It's really difficult to pronounce, even for natives. Just like clothes. Ropa. Clothes. THS. So a lot of people say clothes. Clothes. My clothes are dirty. My clothes. They don't say clothes because it's difficult. All right. So sometimes you'll hear any native speaker or any person with a native level say the same thing. All right. Sixths. They say four sixths. And it's fine. I'm going to try to correct you just because I want you to get the feeling for the th sound. All right. Very good. So 3/4 is the same as 75%. Next one. Jesus.
2/3 is the same as 66.7%.
Percent. Very good. Now with 2/3, it's no big deal because third finishes with a D. Okay.
It's not with S.
It's not with it's a TH. It, there is an S. 2/3. It's an S, but not THS. Es que no es third, sino third. So it's thirds.
Thirds.
That's it. Very good. 2/3. Very good. Next one, Annabelle.
1/10.
Is it one or is it two? ¿Cuántos décimos hay?
One.
Uno. So first. it doesn't have to be plural. It's 1/10.
1/10 is the same as 10%.
10%.
10%.
Very good. 1/10 is the same as 10%. Very good. Next one, Thessy.
1/8 is the same as 12.5%.
Very good. Same thing. Es solamente uno. Así que no hace falta la plural ese. It's 1/8. 1/8. Now comes the difficulty. Con 7/8. Go, Jesus.
7/8.
Very good.
Is the same as 87.5%.
Very good. 87.5%. Very good. This one is fairly easy, too, because it's... Well, you try, Annabelle.
2/5.
Very good. 2/5. Uh-huh.
Is the same as 40%.
Very good. 2/5 is the same as 40%. Thessy?
4/5.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as 80%.
Very good. 4/5 is the same as 80%. Jesus?
2/9.
See? Did you hear that? 2/9. Es que ni siquiera ya nos molestamos en decir la TH con nines. Because it's just ninths. So we just directly say 2/9.
Ninths.
Yeah.
This is very easy.
I know, but it should be 2/9.
2/9 uh-huh. is the same as 22.2%.
Very good. And Annabelle?
5/8
mm-hmm.
is the same as 62.5%.
Very good. The only ordinal number is el número debajo de la raya. Okay, so it's 1/4, 1/3, 3/4, 2/3, 1/10, 1/8, 7/8, 2/5, 4/5, 2/9, 5/8. Very good. So 5/8 is the same as 62.5%. Next one, Thessy.
1/10 of a kilometer is the same as 100 meters.
Very good. 1/10 of a kilometer is the same as 100 meters. Jesus.
3/10 of a kilometer is the same as 300 meters.
Very good. And
1.6 kilometers.
Kilometers.
Kilometers is the same as 1 mile.
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 Yes, 1.6 kilometers. It's not kilometers, but we'll talk about that after the break, so don't you go anywhere.
Mira la fecha que es y todavía estás pensando...
¿Dame un curso de inglés? ¿En verano? Aunque lo necesitaría, claro. Bueno, en septiembre y luego el trabajo y...
¿Piensas abandonar tu inglés este verano? Ahora los cursos intensivos de verano en toda España. Infórmate en tu delegación más cercana. Tengo una cosa que contar.
Cuéntala.
¿Y sabéis qué es? Que tenemos algo muy, muy, muy bueno para los niños y para las niñas este verano. ¿Y qué es?
¿Qué cosita es?
¿Con qué letrita empieza?
Pues porque letrita va a empezar por la I de inglés. Inglés intensivo Impact de Junior con Vaughan.
Sí, señora, sí, un nombre sencillo para que todo el mundo lo recuerde. Los cursos intensivos de verano para Junior. ¿Y en qué consisten?
Pues mira, primero, es para jovenzuelos entre 4 y 17 años.
Chavalines.
Entre 4 y 9 los dividimos por edad. Y están jugando, dando clase toda la vez. 4 horas al día, de lunes a viernes.
Eso en el colegio no nos dejaban. Decían, no. Hay que estudiar y luego llega la hora del recreo y
pues
jugar.
Aquí es que una cosa se funde con la otra. Aprenden jugando.
Sin apenas darse cuenta.
Uh-huh.
Cursos intensivos de verano para junior, para chavales entre 4 y 17 años. Se hace en toda España, en todas nuestras delegaciones, ¿eh? Barcelona, Zaragoza, Valladolid, Madrid, Vigo y, por supuesto, aquí en Madrid.
Uh-huh.
Ahora dilo sin verlo. Un teléfono.
el central, por si quieren información, aunque pueden informarse también en todas, de todas nuestras delegaciones. 911-133-5832. Venga, Elena, tú ahora en inglés.
911-133-5832.
A ver, Richard. Repetimos. Lo mejor para este verano, además están fresquitos en nuestros, en nuestras clases, en nuestras aulas, en nuestras delegaciones. Cursos intensivos de verano para los juniors de 4 a 17 años que no saben qué hacer con los chavales. Pues mira, pueden apuntarlos una semana, dos semanas.
Hasta cuatro se apuntan.
Hasta cuatro, pues fíjate, un mesecito ahí, lo más de
porque
bien.
Porque empezamos la última de junio, justo cuando acaban el cole, y tenemos todo julio, la mitad de agosto, y en septiembre la primera semana antes de empezar ellos el cole.
Además es una mezcla, ¿no? It's a mix of Vaughan Method and other fun activities, isn't it?
Como si el Vaughan Method no fuera ya divertido, pues encima más divertido, porque con los niños... Es pues que, lo que tiene.
Es que Vaughan se sale. Si pensábamos que no éramos capaces de hacerlo aún mejor, vamos y lo conseguimos.
Es que los niños son los jueces, por así decirlo, más severos. Y mira, pues les tenemos ahí 4 horas todos los días.
Y con fantásticos profesores, ¿no? Que tú los conoces mejor que nadie.
Exacto. Son the milk.
Hablando de Es la Leche, este curso intensivo de verano para junior en Barcelona, Zaragoza, Valladolid, Madrid, Bilbao, Santander, Vigo. Creo que dije antes Madrid dos veces. Teléfono central 91-133-5832 o una página web donde tienen toda la información. grupovaughan.com. ¿Se me olvida algo?
Que en Madrid hay en dos sitios.
Ah, también en las tablas.
No, sí. En Arapiles y en Orense.
Ah, bien.
Para, pues a quien no le pille bien aquí, allá.
Adiós.
Este verano no abandones tu inglés. Escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
To the second half of English O'Clock. We were just doing for the very first time here on English O'Clock 2.0, really, fractions, percentages, and decimals. So the last one that we said was 1.6 kilometers is the same as 1 mile. Okay. Here, the important thing is not only to get the structure is the same as correctly, but also to pronounce kilometers and meters and miles correctly. Okay, so it's not kilometers, it's not kilometers, it's not kilometers, it's kilometers. Kilometers. Yeah?
Like us in Spain.
Exactly.
Exactly the
well,
same.
But I don't know, sometimes, well, you guys are okay, but then a lot of students I had in my teaching career, they always said kilometer. And I don't know why. Kilometer. It's like kilometer. Kilometer is exactly the same. Kilometro. Yes. You don't say kilometro. You don't say kilometro. You don't say kilometro. No, you say kilometro. It's the same. It's the same. Same thing with meter. Metro. Meter. Okay? And then mile. Sí que es un poco más puñetero because you have M-I-L-E. Y se lee mile. But it's mile. Mile. Okay?
Like smile.
Like smile. Exactly. Genau. I was going to say genau in German. Exactly. Smile. Very good. So because we had our little slip in the last exercise of question mix number 36 with if Mike and Jane have a football, blah, blah, I promised you we would take a look at these exercises. So first and foremost, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the possessive adjectives. The possessive adjectives. Then We're going to take a look at possessive pronouns. And then to top it up for today, we're going to take a look at object pronouns. All right. I'm pretty sure we've done this in English O'Clock already. But there's always room for repetition, and you know that. So drill number 68. We go all the way back to drill 68, and we do sentences 1 to 10, covering possessive adjectives. Okay? I want you to change the sentences that I'm going to read you so that you can use my, not mine, but my, your, his, her, our, your, and their. So the first sentence is, I have a mouse. So it's
my mouse.
So it's my mouse. All right. I have a mouse. And then you continue. So it's my mouse. You have a chair.
It's your chair.
It's your chair. Very good. He has a ruler.
It's his ruler.
It's his ruler. Very good. She has a dog. It's her dog. Very good. We have a van.
It's our van.
Van.
It's our van.
Very good. What is van?
I don't know what van is.
Very good. Van is furgoneta. Furgoneta. V-A-N. Van. Van. You have an oven. You have an oven.
It's mine.
No. You stick to you. For example, you have an oven. So it's...
It's your oven.
Your oven. It's your oven. Very good. They have an orange.
It's their orange.
It's their orange.
Their.
Yes, because it's not the contraction of they are, which would be, which I say, they're, but it's their. Mm. It's their orange. Okay, suyo, su naranja. Do you understand the difference between there is, el verbo haber, there is, they are here, ellos están aquí, they are here, they are here, or they have an orange, it's their orange. You see the there del verbo haber and there de suyo, de ellos, has the same pronunciation.
Yeah, but it's not the same right.
No, you don't write it. You don't spell it the same way. There de haber es T-H-E-R-R-L-E-R-E. And there de suyo, de ellos, is T-H-E-I-R. Okay? But that's you just have to learn how to pronounce that. She has a TV. She has a TV.
It's her TV.
Very good. You have a table. You have a table.
It's my table.
All right, it's my table. And what if you stick to you? You have a table.
It's your table.
It's your table. Very good. They have a cat.
It's their cat.
It's their?
Their.
Yes.
It's their cat.
Yes. I mean, people, if you say, what
their.
Did you say?
Their
cat, people will understand you. But for me, their is a contraction of
they are.
And are. Exactly. Their.
But in this school it's very bad.
Huh?
In the school, at schools,
yeah, that's true. But a lot of people have difficulties with that, you know, and it's understandable. It's like, I will never learn the difference between, I mean, I know the difference, but I always have to think twice when I say camisa or camiseta. Always. Always. Even though I know perfectly well what a camisa is and I know what a camiseta is. I know that. Same thing with bandeja and bandera. I always have to think twice. What is bandeja? What is bandera? Trasero y trastero. Another one. me cuesta un montón. It's called trasero, trastero. What did you say? Mm. So, you know, there are simple words that sometimes for a person, they're difficult to remember. And it's fine. But as long as you stop and think, it's fine. All right. So this was drill number 68, sentences 1 to 10. Now we're going to do drill 69, where we practice possessive pronouns. Okay, so I'm going to give you 10 sentences and I want you to change the sentence using not my, but mine, yours, his, hers, ours, yours, and theirs. Theirs. Okay, so the first one is, it's Sam's bed. It's Sam's bed. Sam is a dude.
It's his. It's his.
It's his. Es suyo. Es la cama de Sam. Pues es suya. Okay? It's Stacy's pen.
It's hers.
That's right. It's John's car.
It's hers. Mm-mm. It's him. No, it's his.
It's his. Very good. And a very dear young lady that I really, really, really like, she gave me, when I was teaching, one of, you know, a very, very nice student, he wouldn't get her and hers right. He would say she's, or he would confuse it with his. So she said, ¿sabes cómo yo siempre me acuerdo? Porque es mujer, her. Mujer, you know, and then he never forgot again. All right, so it's Megan and Mark's desk. It's Megan and Mark's desk.
It's theirs.
It's theirs. Very good. It's our wheel. It's our wheel.
It's ours.
That's right. It's ours. It's Peter and Elsa's box.
It's theirs.
It's theirs. Very good. It's James's phone.
It's his.
Very good. It's your plate.
It's mine.
All right. It's mine. Very good. It's your plate.
It's yours.
It's yours. Very good. It's Bob and Nicole's bed.
It's theirs.
Very good. It's Adam's bicycle.
It's his.
It's his. Do you see what the difference is? With possessive adjectives, simplemente como al ser adjetivos, y los adjetivos lo que tienen es describen otra cosa, pues los adjetivos posesivos describen un sustantivo. Mi coche. Mío es ya es el pronombre, pero mi coche describe de quién es el coche. All right, so this is the difference. In the possessive pronouns, there is no noun after the possessive pronoun. It's mine. Es mío. Okay? Tomorrow I'll put you, let's see if I remember, but tomorrow I think I'm going to put you to the test. And we do a specific translation list on this. Y va a ir como, algo como así. Dame el mío que está al lado del tuyo. Something like that. All right? O dame mi coche que está al lado del tuyo. So you have to remember, mío, mí, all that
tomorrow
stuff.
Tomorrow I'll be sick.
All right. So this being said, we looked at possessive adjectives. We looked at possessive pronouns. Ahora vamos a añadir un poquito de cacao. Y vamos a ver object pronouns, okay? Which is the person or the thing that receives the action, all right? For example, me. You're standing next to me. I'm standing next to you. You're standing next to him. He is standing next to her. She is sitting next to it. It is sitting next to us. We are sitting next to you, and you are sitting next to them. Okay, so again, I'm going to give you 10 sentences with names, and I want you to substitute those names with pronouns and object pronouns. All right, so if I say, Jesus is sitting next to Thessie, I want you to say, he is sitting next to her. That's right. So, Jesse is standing next to Mike. Jesse is standing next to Mike. Annabelle.
She is standing next to him.
Very good. She is standing next to him. Very good. You're standing behind Tom and Sam.
They're standing next to them.
Very good, but it's not next to. You're standing behind Tom and Sam.
They're standing behind them.
Very good. You're standing behind them. Very good. James and Pete are sitting next to Kelly.
They are sitting next to her.
Very good. Jack and Pete are sitting in front of Ben.
They are sitting next to...
In front of?
In front of him.
Very good. Bob is sitting in front of Jane.
He is sitting in front of her.
Very good. Sally and I are standing in front of the bank.
They are...
Sally and I.
Ours?
No.
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 You.
No. Okay, I can deal with you. Okay, do it with you. Sally and I are standing in front of the bank.
Ours.
No, you. Vosotros. You.
Yours,
you.
You are standing next to...
In front of?
In front of it.
In front of it. That's right. You are standing in front of it. What if I say Sally and you are standing in front of the bank? What would you say? or Jesus and you are standing in front of the bank?
Our.
Mm-hmm. We.
We. We. Because it's the subject pronoun.
Yeah. Claro.
Okay. It's mm-hmm. it's in the I, you, he, she, it. Lo que aprendemos desde día uno. I, you, he, she, it. Eso no cambia. You can't have him at the beginning of a sentence. You can't mm-hmm. have that. All right. Next one. I'm sitting next to Nicole.
I'm sitting next to her.
Very good. You're sitting in front of Mike and me. You are sitting in front of Mike and me.
I'm sitting in front of our.
No.
Your.
In front of?
Yours.
No, yours is belonging. It's not the position. You. You. I am sitting
claro, tienes razón.
In front of you.
Sí.
Menos mal que tengo razón.
Ay, Dios mío. Yeah.
All right, next one. Alex is standing next to James.
He's standing next to him.
Very good. Beth is sitting next to Courtney.
He is sitting next to it.
No, Courtney is a girl.
Okay. He is sitting next...
And Beth is a girl too. Beth is sitting next to Courtney.
She is sitting next to her.
That's it. She is sitting next to her. Okay, so in this order, we did drill 68, 1 to 10, 69, 1 to 10, and 67, 1 to 10. If you have difficulties with this, go over these drills and practice them again and make sure to switch the name for whatever gender it actually is. Okay? But we'll practice this maybe tomorrow or the end of the week or next week. Anyways, the next exercise that we are going to do is drill number 93, sentences 11 to 20, where you are going to ask me how often I do something. Okay? So the first five, we're going to ask them straight away, and the other ones we'll practice with what are you telling me and what do you want to know. All right. So ask me how often I finish a book in a couple of days.
How often do you finish couple of...
How often do you finish a book in a couple of days?
How often do you finish a book
mm-hmm.
a couple of...
In a couple of days.
In a couple of days.
Yes. ¿Con qué frecuencia terminas un libro en un par de días? I hardly ever finish a book in a couple of days. Hardly ever. I'm a fairly slow reader. And ask me how often I get upset with my friends.
How often do you get upset your friend?
With?
How often do you sit?
You get upset?
How often do you get upset?
With?
With him.
With your friends.
With your friend.
Yes. How often do you get upset with your friends? To get upset.
Sentarse cerca.
No.
Conseguir algo.
No. To get upset is
levantarlo.
Enfadarse.
Ah.
I get upset with my brother once a year. Me enfado con mi hermano una vez al año. To get upset. To get upset. So ask me how often I get upset with my friends.
How often do you get upset with your friends?
That's right. Very good. I hardly ever get upset with my friends. And ask me how often I stop for pedestrians to cross the street.
How often do you stop for pedestrians?
For pedestrians.
How often do you stop for pedestrians
to cross?
To cross the street.
Very good. I always stop for pedestrians to cross the street. What are pedestrians?
Peatones.
Peatones, that's right.
Viandantes.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. Ask me how often food goes bad in my fridge.
How often do you...
Ask me how often food gets or goes bad in my fridge.
How often food...
Does.
How often does food bad...
Go...
Go bad.
Go bad?
Go bad in your fridge.
Very good. How often does food go bad in your fridge? ¿Con qué frecuencia se estropea? To go bad, estropearse. Does food go bad in your fridge? I have to admit, food sometimes goes bad in my fridge. Yeah. And it really pains me, but...
Me too.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's horrible. But anyways, I try to limit it to the bare minimum. Ask me how often I throw away food. Jesus, ask me.
How often do you throw away food?
I hardly ever throw away food.
Me neither.
I throw it away if it's gone bad. Then I throw it away.
What is throw away?
To throw away.
Tirarlo.
Tirar. To throw away. Next one. Ask me how often I respect the speed limit. Ask me how often I respect the speed limit.
How often do you respect the speed limit?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She is asking you.
Contract.
She's asking you how often you respect the speed limit.
So what does she want to know?
She wants to know how often do you
respect... How often you respect...
How often do you respect...
The speed limit.
The speed limit.
Yes. What is speed?
La velocidad límite.
And what is limit?
El límite de velocidad.
Yeah. La restricción de velocidad. Mm-hmm. So if you can drive 50 in the city center, then I drive 50 because I always respect the speed limit. And ask me how often I misspell something. Ask me how often I misspell something.
How often do you misspell something?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you how often do you how often spell
you
misspell something.
Yes, again.
She's asking you how often
you misspell
something.
Something. That's right. Very good. So what does she want to know, Jesus?
She wants to know how often you misspell something.
Very good. I sometimes misspell something. Annabelle, ask me how often I tell the truth.
How often do you tell the truth?
Very good. The truth.
Truth.
Yes. If something is true, es verdadero. Pero la verdad is the truth. Again.
How often do you tell the truth?
Yeah, the truth.
The truth.
Again.
How often do you tell the truth?
That's it. What are you asking me?
I'm asking you how often you tell the truth.
That's it. The difference here is if you ask a direct question, it's how often do you tell the truth? Or how often do you misspell something? Or how often do you respect the speed limit? Okay? But when you're talking about an indirect question, so what do I want to know? ¿Qué es lo que quiero saber? Then you wouldn't say, I want to know how often do you tell the truth? We say, I want to know how often you tell the truth. Okay? So in one, you have the auxiliary verb, and in the other one, you don't. In the indirect, there is no auxiliary verb. Okay? So what does she want to know?
She wants to know how often you
tell
the truth.
That's right. Very good. The truth. I almost always tell the truth. I almost always tell the truth. Ask me how often I think positive thoughts. Jesus.
How often do you have positive thoughts?
Listen carefully. Ask me how often I think positive thoughts.
How often do you think positive thoughts?
Very good. What is he asking me?
He's asking you how often you think a positive...
Positive thoughts in general.
Positive stop.
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Again.
He's asking you how often you think...
You think?
You think often...
No.
No, how often you think positive thoughts.
Thoughts.
¿Qué thoughts?
Pensamientos.
Hostias.
Pensamientos. Thoughts. To think. I think thoughts. Piensa. Pensamientos.
He's asking... He wants to know how often... You think positive thoughts.
That's right. Very good. So what does he want to know?
He wants to know how often you think positive thoughts.
Thoughts. Very good. I almost always think positive thoughts. Almost always. And last one. Ask me how often I remember to turn off the lights. Ask me how often I remember to turn off the lights.
How often do you remember to turn off the lights?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you how often you remember
to
turn off the lights.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know how often you remember to turn off the lights.
Very good. Very good. I almost always remember to turn off the lights. Very good. We still have a little bit of time left. So we are going to do drill number 104, sentences 76 to 85, because that's a very long drill. And we're just going to refresh our knowledge about both and neither. And during the break, Annabelle said, I have a question. So both always has a plural verb? Yes, because both indica ambos, y ambos indica dos, y dos son plural. Okay, so it's always plural. Neither, singular. Both, plural. So, who's improving their English? You or me?
Both of us improves English.
Improves. Saltamos al latín.
Oremos. Both of us are improving. Improving English.
But the question is, who's in plural?
This is singular. No, it's in plural.
Plural. Yeah. Again, who's improving their English? Their English. You or me?
Both of us are
improving?
Improving English. Our English.
That's it. Both of us are improving our English. Very good. Who plays, not is playing, but who plays video games at home? You or me?
Neither of us is playing.
Y dale con el is playing. Who plays, not is playing. Who plays? Es que ya me lo veía venir.
Nobody.
Neither.
No. Neither of us plays video games.
Where?
At home.
At home. Very good. Who likes to be on time? Who likes to be on time? You or me?
Both of us like to be on time.
Very good. Who has a spare room at home? Who has a spare room at home? You or me?
Neither of us has a spare room at home.
Very good. Who eats ice cream in summer? You or me? Who eats ice cream in summer?
Both of us eats ice creams in summer.
Ice cream. Eat ice cream.
Eat ice cream in summer.
Very good. Who's dancing? You or me?
Both. Neither of us is dancing.
Very good. Who is crying? You or me? Who's crying? You or me?
Neither of us is crying.
Very good. Who's playing the violin? You or me?
Neither of us is playing violin.
The violin. Very good. Who's wearing shoes? You or me?
Both of us.